Okay, so by now you should have the basic structure of the books of the Bible committed to memory. Let's just review it real quickly. You've got the, on your toes, what have you got? The five books of Moses, that's exactly right. On your knees, you've got the story or history of the nation of Israel. On your muscle, you've got that brain for the wisdom literature. Your rear is the major prophets. Your lungs is the minor prophets. Shoulders is the life of Jesus. Your collar is Paul's or Paul's letters. Your face, you've got the other postal letters, the apostles' letters, and on your top, you've got the prophecy section symbolized by that professor. In this section, we are going to flesh out the Old Testament. I'm going to show you how to take 39 books in the Old Testament, using the pictures that you've already got, flesh them out so that it stores all 39 of them on your first five body files. You ready? All right, let's go. Just take it in order. Your first body file that you've got on your toes, you've got Moses. Right now, he's just standing there. But the five books of Moses are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. How do you make that into a picture? I'm going to go through this once, you guys, because you can review it on your own. So here's how you create the picture. For Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You've got Moses on there already, but what's he doing? We're going to need to make a story out of this. So I want you to just imagine this as vividly as you can. You got Moses on your toes. Now from his chin, which phonetically is exactly the same as Chinesis or Genesis, from Moses' chin is suspended an axe and ducks. Got it? That's axe and ducks, or Exodus. He then pulls on a pair of Levi's jeans that are all covered with ticks. That's Levi ticks, Leviticus. From the pockets of those Levi's jeans, he pulls out two birds, but they can't feel anything. They are numbirds or numbers. And he looks right in your eyes and looks at you and yells at the top of his lungs. He says, "Dude, run!" That's "Dude, run on me." Got it? What is Moses doing? From his chin is suspended axe and ducks, or Exodus. Pulls on those Levi's jeans that have the ticks all over them. He pulls out two numb birds, yells, "Dude, run." Again, review it later as many times as you need to on this recording. We're not going to do any more review of the future sections because you can do it on your own time. Next section, on your knees, what have you got? It's telling you the story or the history of the nation of Israel. Now, there's actually 12 books here. Watch this. They are Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. How do you make that picture? Your knees are telling you the story, which is sound-based, but you actually I want you to envision the story unfolding on your knees. From your knees, I want you to imagine sprouting a huge Joshua tree. If you don't know what a Joshua tree looks like, look at the cover of the U2 album, The Joshua Tree. Most of you know what that looks like, though. It's a great big branching tree that's growing out in the middle of the plains. There's a Joshua tree sprouting out of your knees, and here's what you see in the branches of that tree. On the far left-hand side, you see a bunch of judges engaged in a very animated conversation with Babe Ruth, right, the big baseball player from the early 1900s. Next to the judges that are talking with Babe Ruth, what you see is standing next to each other are two mules that are covered with sand. They are sand mules or Samuels. Riding on each of the mules is a king. So you have two kings. Picture them with their big crowns and their long flowing robes. Now each of these kings is holding in his hand a chrome nickel or chronicle. So you have two sand mules, two kings, and two chrome nickels or two chronicles. Getting it? Now, next to that scene with the mules and the kings and the chrome nickels, you see a zebra, which would be a representation for Ezra. He's black and white striped. He's using his knee to stir in the dirt the shape of an S. So it's a zebra using his knee, Nehemiah, to make an S stir. Lock it in there. Now, you should have the text up in front of you on the website, so go back again and review these things. We need to move on to the next section here. The wisdom books are next. That lives on your muscle, right? So in the wisdom books, see, this is a real easy one. There's only five books. There's Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. It's symbolized by a brain so far, but what's that brain doing on your muscle? He pulls on a robe, okay, to symbolize Job. Now, this robe is made of, it's got palms on the outside, like palm leaves, and then very soft fur on the inside, or proverbs. He's eating a chocolate eclair and drinking tea at the same time. That's an eclair and teas, or Ecclesiastes. And then he's singing a song. So that brain is pulling on a robe that's made of palms with fur on the inside, eating an eclair and drinking tea, and singing the Song of Songs. That's Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. Boom, that all lives right there on your muscle. The next one, their next file is your rear, right? So what do you have on your rear right now? You've got a military major, not a general, but a major to symbolize the major prophets. Picture him. He's wearing full uniform with one of those flat hats. Now, what's he doing? He looks you right in the eye, and he says, I say, to symbolize Isaiah. He then jumps up on a chair that has a that looks at him with one gigantic sad eye. That's a chair eye or a chair Amaya. Now, the next book is Lamentations. So this major looks down and notices that he's standing on a whole bunch of mints. And when he realizes that he would be very easy to keel, he would be an Ezekiel or an Ezekiel, he jumps off that chair and yells, dang. He utters a dang yell. So the major says, I say, jumps up on the chair with the eye, the chair Amaya, notices the Lamentations, realizes he would be an Ezekiel or Ezekiel, jumps down and utters a dang yell or Daniel. We're almost done here, you guys, and we're doing really well.
Okay, so now watch this. The minor prophets are next. Now, this is a little bit of a tough one because there's a bunch. There's 12 of them. They are, as you can see, there's Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Now, how do you make a picture out of all of those? Well, I'll show you how we did it with our Sunday school class. So right now you've got a coal miner on your lungs. He's got the hat with the lights. He's holding a pickaxe. We all know what a miner looks like, as in a minor prophet. Now this miner grabs a hose for Hosea, like a big fire hose, and starts spraying it all over who? G.I. Joe. Now when he hits G.I. Joe with that fire hose, one giant mosquito, a mosquito, comes flying off of them, starts flapping his wings in the air. Are you seeing it in your mind? So this is all happening on your lungs. Now, I want you to picture that mosquito. He's huge, and he magically transforms himself into a bat. Now, it's not just any bat. It's an old bat with one kind of hanging eye. It's an old bat eye. Get it? For old bat eye, Obadiah. Again, we're just trying to create triggers here. Now, as this mosquito turns itself into this old bat eye, the whole thing is swallowed up by a giant whale. Now, which of these guys might a whale represent? I think everybody knows the story of Jonah and the whale, right? Now, I want you to picture this whale, and he's holding a microphone. Now, this is, I know, where it gets really, really crazy, because how's a whale going to hold a microphone? I don't know, but this is all happening in your imagination, so you can picture a whale holding a microphone. In fact, I want you to picture him holding a microphone, and he's holding it to his knee. Now, you're like, wait a minute, whales don't even have knees. This whale has knees, and he's holding the microphone right up to his knee because that knee is making a strange humming sound. It's a knee hum, or Nahum. Now, on the back of the whale that you're seeing in your mind's eye, I want you to picture riding a cook. You know what a cook looks like. He's got the white clothes on. He's got the big old cook's hat on. And guess what? He's real happy. He's got a big smile on his face. He's a happy cook. He's a Habakkuk. Now, he's holding some things, this cook does. This happy cook is holding a few things. He's holding, in one hand, a fan with a great big eye on it. That's a Zephaniah. In the other hand, he's holding a grocery bag with that same-looking eye on it. That's a bag eye. Sounds just like Haggai. And again, all we're looking to create is triggers here. He pours out the bag, and what comes tumbling out is a zucchini that's crying, a zucchini crying Zechariah, and a melon that's crying, a melon cry or a Malachi.
Now you have it. Go back and review these things. It might take you a couple times through. Take it one file at a time. When you got one, move on to the next one. But I would be willing to bet that if you review just a little bit, you will find that you have the 39 books of the Old Testament now committed mostly to memory visually, and you have the text in front of you. We're going to move on in the next segment to the New Testament. But make sure you got this material mastered before you move on to the next audio segment.